Rob Jones standing by with Randy Feenstra, congressional candidate in District 4, as well as U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, State Senator Tim Kreinbrink, and Representative Ann Meyer here today as well. Mr. Feenstra, if you would, give us an update on what's going on here in Fort Dodge, what brings you here, and I know you have U.S. Senator Grassley with you as well. What do you have going on here in Fort Dodge?
Yeah, it's such an honor and a privilege to be with our senior senator in Iowa, Senator Chuck Grassley, who's done so much for Iowa, and then also being with your Senator Tim Kreinbrink and your House Rep Ann Meyer, who also just do a great job. So we're here. We're going to meet multiple businesses today. We're just, again, trying to get out, tell people who we are and why it's so important to get out and vote in this election season. And for us, it's all about, you know, the options. You have two options. And we're talking about how we want to make sure that our freedoms and liberties are preserved. Our capitalistic society is preserved, and our healthcare, that you know, it's just not an option to go down a government-run healthcare system. So these are the things that we're talking with people about, and I'm just so impressed. We have, like I said, Senator Grassley here, who just flew in, who had the approved our next Supreme Court Justice, Amy Coney Barrett, and so it's just exciting to be with him today.
And absolutely. I will be campaigning with not only Mr. Feenstra, but with three other Republican candidates for Congress in other districts. And the reason for that is because I saw what can happen when Pelosi takes over the House of Representatives. It neuters the Trump agenda for the last 2 years. And when he's reelected as president, we want House representatives that would cooperate with him. So we have Ann Meyer here, and the important thing of that is, that Randy's already made reference to, is the fact that there's a big Democrat push to turn at least four seats in the Iowa House of Representatives into Democrats, so they can stop the agenda of our good Governor Reynolds. And we can't let that happen, and that's why I hope the people of this area will reelect Representative Meyer back to the House of Representatives. She's been a good servant for the people of this area, and she's for smart government, a balanced budget. You know, the Iowa legislators don't spend more than 97% of what they take in. Just think, if we had that good fiscal ethic in Washington, D.C., we wouldn't be $27 trillion in debt.
Very good point as well. Anything you'd like to add, Mr. Feenstra, about the local officials there that we have representing our area?
It is so important that when we start looking at our budget, balancing the budget, and both of these people have done that. And Ann Meyer, when it comes to health care, she's been the expert in the Iowa House and has talked to us in the Iowa Senate about how important it is to have free market health care, have competition, get rid of third party billing, reduce pharmaceutical costs, and you know, mental health. You know, she's been such an advocate for mental health. I mean, these are all key issues that she is she's an expert on. So for me, it's just so important that she's successful and she wins an election.
You know, one of the things that I have to add here is, you know, every year when we're in the budget time of the Iowa legislature, we always get hit over the head with, you know, we have to spend more money on this and more money on that. And, you know, because we have the wherewithal and the ability to say no to a lot of those things and actually have a surplus at the end of the year, this year, from the Council of Governments of the nation, so all 50 states, Iowa was ranked number one to be ready fiscally for a pandemic. And so if there's anything that we've learned from being fiscally responsible is not having to go back to our stakeholders and ask for more money or to raise taxes in the near future, because we didn't do a good job of planning fiscally for the state of Iowa. So Iowa's fine. We're strong. We're ranked above every other state in the nation. And I think local Iowans should be very happy with the representation that they have here in the Fort Dodge area.
Randy Feenstra
brought up about at the state legislature and helping keep down the cost of pharmaceuticals. That's one of the things in the 6 or 7 days I'm campaigning with Joni Ernst that I want to tell the people of Iowa. She's been a stalwart in joining me along with my bipartisan bill that we call the Grassley-Wyden bill to bring down drug prices in Washington. So I want the particularly the seniors of Iowa to know how faithful Joni Ernst has been towards helping seniors on their prescription drug prices.
Mr. Feenstra, if you're elected to Congress, what are your top priorities in office?
Well, the top priorities is we are, the 4th District is the second largest agricultural community in the country. So what that means is expanding trade, expanding ethanol, being an advocate for the producers when it comes to corn and soybeans, cattle, hogs, dairy, eggs. It is so vital that we have a strong voice. And Grassley has carried, and Senator Joni Ernst has carried that torch in the Iowa Senate, or in the U.S. Senate, and I want to carry that torch in Congress, that we have a strong voice. And number two, it's also that we do have to get back to a balanced budget. What we've done at the state level, and we have to do that now at the federal level, is making sure that we get our house in order when it comes to our spending. When you think about that, if we want to make sure that we protect Social Security and protect Medicare, we do that by making sure that we have balanced budgets, that we are not taking those dollars that we promised to our seniors and to myself and generations to come.
Senator Grassley, I know that you're fresh off of the announcement and confirmation of now Justice Amy Coney Barrett. Talk a little bit about that experience and kind of how that whole process unfolded for you.
Well, as President Pro Tem of the United States Senate, it was my privilege last night to announce a 52-48 vote in support of her, and not a single Democrat voted for her. And I see it starting 4 years ago with the President of the United States listing the type of people he was going to put on the Supreme Court. And by golly, you know, nobody believes when a president says he's going to do something. But Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett are proof that this president not only promises, but he delivers on those promises. And Barrett is the sort of a person that you'd be very proud of if you could sit with her and have her answer those questions and not have a single note on her desk, as she took every tough question from both Republicans and Democrats. She handled it very well. And she'll be the sort of a justice that will in fact... She'll be the sort of a justice that will interpret law and not make law. In fact, at the White House last night when she was sworn in by Justice Thomas, she gave a very short speech. And she said, I'm going to look at the law and the facts of the case, make my decision on that. I'm not a policy person. If you want policy, that's the Congress of the United States. So if your listeners want more strict constructionists on the federal judiciary, then this president has promised for the next 4 years to put the same people on the court that he has already. So you need to vote to reelect President Trump and Joni Ernst if you want if that's the type of justice you want. I would think you would. You learned that in eighth grade civics, high school government, checks and balances, that the court is supposed to interpret law, not make law. There's supposed to be a check on the executive branch and the legislative branch.
Senator Grassley, you're endorsing Randy Feenstra for Congress. Tell the listeners why.
Oh, first of all, look at the record he has as a state senator. And the most recent things that he's done, I may not remember 12 years ago, but I remember in the last 2 or 3 years, tax cuts, sound fiscal policy, just what we need in Washington, D.C., an understanding of agriculture, and being a strong voice for Iowa agriculture, strong voice for free trade, because we produce a third more than we can consume domestically. So he knows we got to export, and because he knows what it is for representative government, that you got to keep in touch with your constituents. And he has a good record as a state senator, keeping in touch with the people of the four counties of Northwest Iowa, and he'll take care of the 27 counties of this district.
Well, I thank each one of you for your time, and good luck on the campaign trail for those of you who are up for re-election.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Hey.
Thank you.